All systems have some kind of delay, which can range from seconds to days, centuries, or millions of years. When the initial action is taken, there's a response time until it starts to have effects on other components in the system. A good example is taking a shower. It can take a few seconds for the water to become warm, and because we're freezing in the shower, we turn the faucet wide open. When the hot water arrives, it's so hot that we're forced to turn it almost off until we've optimized the temperature in the shower. Notice that there are two hash marks on the causal links between population and births, and between population and deaths. Hash marks represent a delay, a situation where it takes time before the effect plays out. It takes time for an individual to be of age to have a child, which is why there's a delay between population and births. This delay is longer in New Zealand, where the average woman does not have children until she's 29 years old, while the delay could be less than 20 years in certain developing countries. The delay in deaths is one where we see huge differences across various countries. In Japan, the life expectancy is over 82 years of age, while it's only 49 years in Afghanistan. Delays have important implications, so whenever you run into one, think to yourself, how long is this delay? If delays are relatively long, that could lead to a lag in responsiveness or inability to adapt. Whereas if delays are very short or non-existent, the system might be more sporadic. Delays are hard to predict within a system. Most of the time, we don't know how long the delay period is, so we tend to use a trial and error approach to assess the delay time. This is why the systemic viewpoint is generally oriented towards long-term conditions, which enables us to identify delays and feedback loops that determine the behavior of the system.